Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to talk about the benefits of group fitness, and with me is a very familiar voice to our listeners.
Hi.
Britt Johnson. Britt, thank you for being here. You're an anchor reporter here at KSL News Radio, but
yes.
You're also a group fitness instructor at the Ogden Athletic Club.
Yeah, I kind of have these two weird careers going on. I do the broadcast for news radio. I do podcast too for KSL News or for KSL podcasts, and then I teach dance and fitness in the Ogden area.
So awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone knows that this podcast looks at health and fitness tips, and today we're focusing on fitness and group fitness specifically.
Yeah.
And tell me why your love for group fitness. What are the benefits of group fitness?
I think I could go on and on, but there's just something about being in a group atmosphere. Every time I do a group class, I'm able to get such a better workout. I don't know if it's the competitive side to me, where I'm with people and so I have to push myself more, or if it's just either the instructor challenging me to do new things that I wouldn't normally do on my own. I just think there's so many benefits to being in a group setting. Accountability, motivation, camaraderie, all that stuff.
Yeah, I think sometimes women specifically are mm-hmm. more afraid to go to the gym because mm-hmm. they're more conscious or self-conscious about what their bodies look like.
Yeah.
What would you tell those folks who've just been hesitating because, like, I don't want everybody to see what I look like right now. That's
yeah.
why I want to start coming to fitness classes, right?
Yes. So I think we go in there and think all eyes are on us, when in reality, everybody in the class is just trying to follow the instructor and trying to keep up and trying to see what they're doing. And I always joke around with my classes, nobody's looking at your butt. You know, we'll be doing squats and I'll maybe add a variation into these squats where we move our hips side to side. And I tell them, don't be shy, get into it. Absolutely no one is looking at your butt. They're all trying to just follow along with the teacher and keep up. No one's looking at you, even though you've got that self-consciousness going on. Honestly, everyone's just trying to do their own thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Describe for me your class, what your class setting looks like.
So I'm teaching bar and Pilates at the Ogden Athletic Club. I've also taught dance fitness there. And we all are in this kind of, it's a relatively small room, so it feels intimate and cozy. I turn the lights down. We have for Pilates and bar. So we have kind of soft lighting so that it feels a little more relaxed, a little bit less harsh, you know, than those overhead, you know, halogen light bulbs like mm-hmm. from at elementary school. And I turn on uplifting music. And I feel like we all are just kind of buddies in there. We get rolling. We chat in between sessions. So maybe we'll do some abs. And as we transition back up to the bar or we turn over and do some, before we do some glutes, we chat, we talk. So I feel like it's this sense of camaraderie. Plus, we're all challenging each other, pushing each other to get the best workout we can.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people in the pandemic really got into online workouts
yeah.
and not going out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Talk for a minute about the camaraderie that exists in a group setting and why you think that's important.
A couple of months ago, I had some women who are my regulars in my Pilates class, and they always save a spot for each other. If the first person gets there, they roll out the mat for their friend. And then one of them wasn't showing up, and it was about time for the class to start. And she goes, oh, I wonder where she is. She texts her friend, are you coming? And then her friend comes rushing in. I'm here, I'm here. It's almost like they've built this friendship around the class. They watch out for each other. It's kind of accountability in a positive way. You know, you're not like, oh, where are you? What do you have? You missed your workout. It's like, I miss my friend. I want you to be here. So it's kind of filling these buckets that we need as women and people, social, emotional, and physical, all coming together. And then you're going to walk away feeling uplifted because you've got those endorphins going. Plus, you've been able to chat and laugh and do it with other people. You know, a lot of us miss that social side of things with the way that technology has kind of made our lives so convenient that we don't have to actually interact if we don't want to in a lot of our day-to-day things.
Mm-hmm. How much of a difference can a fitness class like this make? What are you hearing from people that you work with?
I think when you go to a fitness class, you are going to go out of your comfort zone physically as well, and not in like a scary way. Your instructor is just going to throw in a leg movement that you wouldn't do on your own, you know, or a type of squat, or one more rep on those arm circles with weights. And you're going to challenge yourself, because someone's introducing something new to you, that if you're on your own at your house and you're doing kind of your normal thing, maybe you're following your favorite YouTube video that you do time and time again, there's nothing new being added. This is going to challenge you. It's going to, and that's going to show in results in your mental health, but it's going to show in results in your muscle endurance, in your cardiovascular endurance, and you're going to see results in different kinds of muscles that maybe, you know, instead of a normal squat, we're adding variations, we're adding variety, and all of a sudden your quads are getting toned in a way that they hadn't before because you were just keeping it more two-dimensional when you were on your own.
Not every fitness class is for everyone.
Right.
How does someone go about deciding how to get started and what kind of class to take and who is the best instructor?
If you're getting out of your comfort zone and going to a gym, you know, it is going to take maybe a little bit of trial and error. If you show up to a class and you thought, okay, yeah, I really enjoyed that. Or you might go to a class and say, okay, that's not for me. But also just really read the class descriptions. They're usually on the websites. Some gyms have apps. Our gym has an app and it'll describe who the instructor is, what their experience is, and what you can expect from the class. So just kind of read through and say, yeah, I think I feel comfortable with that. But I also think if you're brand new to classes, just go with something you really enjoy. You know, you might see a description of a class that's like, okay, this one's going to really get your heart pumping. This one's really going to challenge your muscles. We're going to have muscle burnout. And you might think, yeah, that's what I need. But if that class burns you out so much, you don't want to come back, go with something you enjoy, because showing up and exercising is always a win versus killing yourself in a type of class and then you only show up once a month because it takes that much, you know, oomph to get you there.
And you have to recuperate in between.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I think one of the problems with maybe online or YouTube videos is that they do get too familiar with them, too comfortable, and then they aren't going outside that zone.
Mm-hmm.
And probably are getting a little bored.
I would
think after
so.
A couple of months of that, right?
Mm-hmm. In my opinion, yes. That's one of the things I love about teaching is it forces me to come up with something creative because I don't want to repeat what I did last week. In Pilates, my class wants fresh and new, and so do I. And I always walk away sore most weeks because I've thrown some kind of different variation in that I hadn't done in previous weeks. So I think we all kind of collectively push each other in different ways to have the best experience we can in class.
You get to that point where, you know, if you're not a little bit sore, that you didn't work out hard enough.
Right.
Right.
I always tell people I'm happy that I'm sore because that means I actually did something. So if you are thinking, okay, I'm going to go right in, summer's coming, all winter, I've kind of just hung out, change the type of workouts you do. So if you're like, I'm going to go run 5 miles every day. Yeah, you're going to burn out very quickly. You can run on a Monday and then do yoga on a Tuesday. Take care of those muscles that you just worked so hard. And then on Wednesday, if you do a Zumba class, because it's still going to get that heart rate up, but it's going to be different movements than the running. It's going to loosen up your hips. And then Thursday, go to Pilates. You mix it up. And that's what I love about classes too, is when we're on our own, we don't always have the resources to be able to do those different types of things. Okay, now I've got to YouTube a yoga class. Now I'm going to run. Now I've got to YouTube some kind of Zumba dance class. You know, if you go to actual classes, it's just all kind of presented for you.
Right.
And available.
I have found, too, you could spend a lot of time researching that you could have been using to
doing
actually
it.
Do
Absolutely.
The exercises.
It's like when you're trying to pick a movie on Netflix. You're just scrolling and you're scrolling and you're scrolling. You just,
and then it's
you
too
just
late
show
to watch
up.
The movie that
yeah.
night, right?
Yes.
Oh, honestly, that's so true. We're at the beginning of spring. We're going to start seeing people with sleeveless shirts. Women hate their arms. You rarely hear of a woman, unless she works out every day, who says, hey, my arms look great. Most of us are like, no, there's some flab underneath mm-hmm. my arm. So I wanted to be a little specific, give people some tips on things that they can do, yeah, just to kind of tone up their arms as we head into summer.
Sure. I think if you want to tone your arms, you have to have resistance. Period. So if you go walk, you know, your legs are getting that nice resistance, just pushing you and propelling you forward. Your arms are not getting that same kind of resistance, even if you're pumping them. So one of the things I bought recently that I've been excited about and I've added to my classes to give myself a little extra challenge, some wrist and ankle weights. And I've just thrown them on for Pilates and bar, and I've really enjoyed it. You can get them on Amazon or anywhere, really. And I would say wear them throughout the day. So while you're vacuuming, while you are putting away laundry, you know, you're doing things around the house, just give yourself that added resistance. and it'll get those muscles working all throughout the day. And you're going to see quicker results than to do a quick 30-minute arm workout if you're just doing all of your normal day-to-day motions with that extra resistance. So that's something you can do without joining a class, without joining a gym, without saying, okay, I'm trying to work my whole body to get myself in shape for spring, and now I'm adding on another extra 15 minutes of arms. Just make it part of your day, which I think is a cool thing to do. But also, if you do want to go to a class, make sure that it's a class that's using weights, upper body. So look in the class description, and they might say, okay, using hand weights, we work on upper body, or we use barbells. Join classes that have weights. Or if you're going to do like a YouTube workout, look for deltoids and triceps. So back of the arms and shoulders, because you're going to see a big difference in those areas. That's the areas that women call flabby, you know, because it's that underneath part of the arms. So do those like arm extensions from the elbow all the way back. I know we're on a podcast and I'm doing a motion right now.
I can see you.
You can't see. But I hope that makes sense.
But it does.
Yeah, focus on those triceps.
I think it's interesting what you brought up about the wrist weights, because that's an easy way to get started without spending just a ton of money.
Absolutely.
You know, because when you start using weights, you have to go gradually to a weight that weighs more, or you just aren't getting the same kind of workout.
Yeah, and there's different kinds. I was looking up on Amazon, and there were some that were $60 for a set of wrist weights. I got mine on a sale for $10. So just kind of keep your eyes open. There's also some that have special little holes for thumbs, so they really stay in place.
Oh.
They kind of look like gymnastics grips, you know, but they have that extra weight. And so, yeah, if you're bringing in a bag of groceries with the weights, if you are doing some yard work with the weights, just think about how much added strength, resistance, and calories you're burning by adding some extra oomph to your day-to-day movement.
Without setting aside extra time in the day to work on your arms.
I am totally about multitasking. Like, you're going to laugh, but when I edit my podcast, I've jimmy-rigged a desk onto my treadmill because I hate sitting and editing. It makes me feel like a couch potato. So I walk and I edit.
I love that.
Anytime I can multitask, or if you are wanting to focus more on your legs, a lot of those wrist weights can go both ways. You can put them on your ankles and you can go walking, or when you walk around your house or you do the stairs, you have that extra resistance. And that's not a big commitment, a big gym membership, but you can add that challenge. You can challenge yourself in those day-to-day movements.
Yeah. And then there are people like me who seem to have all the things, but still don't work out as much as they should. I have the weights. I have a bike. I have an inside bike. I have a treadmill. What do you tell people to get them motivated to actually start getting the fitness that they know that they need?
It's tough. Motivation is tough. I like to listen to affirmations, and I heard one the other day that was something along the lines of, my actions reflect the life I'm creating. And so sometimes when you picture what you want your life to look like, or what you want your health and fitness life to look like, you have this picture in your mind, but then when it comes to the day-to-day actions, it's not matching up. So kind of remind yourself of that, and also baby step. So start small, go on a walk. And kind of the principles of energy, object in motion stays in motion. It takes so much more energy to take something that is still and get it moving. So if you can just get yourself off that ledge and start a habit of being in motion throughout the day, so whether it's a step counter on your watch or the step tracker on your phone or throwing on those wrist and ankle weights as you move, your body's going to get more used to it. You're going to get those positive feel-good endorphins throughout the day from moving, and you're not going to want to spend the day on the couch because your body has created that momentum. So getting off that ledge is the toughest part, but just remind yourself of your goals and what you picture for your health journey. And you say, I really want to be the kind of person that exercises at 6 a.m. every day. So let's just say, maybe I'm being crazy, but then that's not the person that presses snooze. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or maybe you say, you know what? I'm going to be the kind of person that infuses movement throughout my day. So I'm going to take the stairs. I'm not going to park in the closest parking spot. And once you start to create those habits, then doing bigger things like going to a body pump class becomes more attainable because you've already started that motion.
Before I ask you more about your podcast, any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I'm such a believer in exercise, in staying moving. And I don't exercise to try to be thin. I exercise to try to be young, because there's an old adage that says abs are made in the kitchen. You have to do so much to try, you know, nutritionally plus fitness to try to be this, I don't know, Victoria's Secret beach body, whatever we have in our minds. But continuing to be moving and in motion and to get that heart rate up and to get your muscles moving constantly will keep you young. I was working with my daughter last night. She's prepping for cheer tryouts, and we have a little dance studio in our home. And so we were working on kicks and herkies and toe touches, and I was able to do them right along with her. And I thought, you know what? I'm so happy I've kept my body moving, because, you know, otherwise I could end up with a pulled muscle and not being able to walk today after trying to do that. Or I probably wouldn't have even tried.
Right.
You know? And so it's important to me to be able to continue to do the things that I really enjoy doing.
Plus, what a great example for her.
I hope. I don't know.
Apparently, they follow what we do more than what we say. So there you go.
That's scary for a few reasons. But hopefully they hold on to the good stuff.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell us about your podcast.
So GabFest, it's a KSL podcast. And yeah, it's different from fitness. It's a comedy podcast.
Wow.
And we have a saying on the podcast, someday you'll laugh about this. But I know your audience wants to know about wellness, you know.
But they need to laugh.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Right.
So if you need a little something to listen to while you're out on your walk, or you're out doing your yard work or on a bike ride and you want something to make you giggle, tune into GabFest on KSL Podcasts. We take listener submissions about different topics. Our last week's episode was about restaurant disasters. So maybe like servers, or maybe you were a restaurant patron and something crazy happened. And we just joke around about all these crazy things that are part of everyday life.
Britt, thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
Being with us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Maria.
My guest today has been Britt Johnson. She is a news anchor and reporter here at KSL News Radio. She is also a fitness instructor at the Ogden Athletic Club. And thank you for joining us today for Let's Get Moving. Check out all of our health and fitness tips on our socials. You can find us on Instagram at Moving Maria and on Facebook at Let's Get Moving with Maria. Have a great day.